This is a CGY News Update. Foghorn sound throughout Nanaimo as thick, cold fog has made a prolonged appearance on the coast. For about a week, while the sun works to shine through, fog has blanketed over central Vancouver Island, leading to reduced visibility alongside reduced temperatures.
The reason why we have all this fog is that the air, because it's dropping temperature at nighttime, it simply can't hold all that moisture that's in the air. And so we develop all this fog, and that kind of fog is called radiation fog.
That was Jeff Lewis, a faculty of geography professor at Vancouver Island University. He explained to CHY that this fog formed after the region saw heavy rain due to an atmospheric river.
That atmospheric river essentially moved north up to Alaska, and it was pushed out of the way by a high pressure system. And a high pressure system is an area of air that is basically descending from high up in the atmosphere aloft, and it warms up the air up there. It doesn't mean that it's really warm at the surface, but it means that all the clouds dissipate. And so when we have this sort of big high pressure system sitting over top of us, we have a relatively stable air mass and no clouds.
Lewis says this type of fog is normal for the fall and winter in this area.
These high pressure systems that sit over top of us are not unusual. They can often sit over us for, 4 or 5 days or a week. That's not unusual. If this stays for much longer than that, then it starts to become more unusual.
He says a big factor in the fog sticking around longer is due to climate change, causing a lot of these pressure systems to stall and linger for a prolonged period of time.
And so that's how we're starting to break more records, is because the normal system sort of lasts longer. And that can lead to, in the summertime, extreme heat for a long time and drought. And in the wintertime, we've got beautiful blue sky conditions, which is great for many people, but not for our ski hills.
Lewis says fog will be more prominent in areas near sources of moisture, like the ocean and grassy fields.
Anyone commuting into Nanaimo, you tend to pass those sort of low-lying grassy areas that are sources of moisture. If you live at a higher elevation, you're not seeing any of this fog. It's just blue sky conditions, and you look down over the rest of the valley and they'll have fog. So if you were up at Mount Washington, often you will have just beautiful bluebird day, and you can look out and there's just fog over the rest of the low-lying areas.
Lewis says with the fog still lingering, people should be on the lookout for black ice, especially in the morning, and be cautious while driving with reduced visibility. Reduced visibility is also an issue that pedestrians and cyclists should keep in mind. As of 4:59 a.m. on Thursday, January 22nd, Environment Canada has reissued a yellow weather advisory for the fog through now until early Friday morning. The advisory has been issued for central and south Vancouver Island communities, Port Alberni, and the Sunshine Coast. Slippery and icy conditions can be expected, with visibility likely to be suddenly reduced at times. Environment Canada also recommends that drivers turn on their lights, slow down, and maintain a safe following distance. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.